Okay. Alrighty. We're cooking. See how long this recording goes. Anyway. Grousing about life. A bump, 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 bump. A do, 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 do. Yeah, I find it interesting because, frankly, I can't count my son as dependent anymore, but yet I'm having to pay for the vast majority of his living here shortly. To keep things kind of going. They're going, it doesn't even begin to make up for things. Yeah, the cost of having you around costs almost $200 a month just in health insurance. But that's life. And I don't want him to be just economically destroyed because he's got to pay for health insurance. You know?
I didn't brush my teeth last night. Boy, did I eat
that. Yeah? I need to do it too. Here we go. You're recording me brushing my teeth. Quite pleasant out here.
And I have mouse poop on my counter.
Who?
I have mouse poop on my kitchen counter.
What would you like me to do?
I've put glue traps on those. I know I have some, but I have no idea what they are.
Okay. Yeah, who knows where they went. Well, mice can get under the house, and they're going to find their way in. You know, that was, well, I guess that was Mom's deal with cats, is let them run amok and
well, take care of it. Well, they can easily slide in under there.
Yes, they can.
And this is where I found the first note. Oops, look on the
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, let's have some glue traps. I like the house in Portales. That was pretty well sealed up. That was a good house for that kind of stuff. There was one way they were getting in, and I just cocked that one shut, and that was it. We didn't really have mouse problems much after that. But this house, sorry to say, is... It is. Good side and bad side to that, I guess. Maybe it's just a bad side. I got this thing.
Yeah?
That we're going to put up right there.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You can still do it.
I don't know.
Stop you. Okay. All right. I can do it. I'm here to take care of you, I guess, Lee. I love you. It just seems like you're so...
I am empathetic. I cannot take care of myself.
Oh, I don't think so. But...
I think I'm going to have to leave
that. All right. Well, don't flush it, because I'll go to...
of course we have to.
What's Matt up to?
Oh, you know, going to the bathroom, brushing his teeth, crimping.
Taking a shower. Not really, but it sure seems like it sometimes. Oh. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Oh! So here I am, sitting here. You know, start reading this. The real Lincoln. This guy's done a lot of research, and, you know, everybody says, oh, the war was all about slavery. And he comes back and he goes, bull crap. Absolute garbage. Interest in the truth cannot help but be struck by the fantastic lengths to which the entire industry of Lincoln scholars has gone to perpetuate countless myths, questionable interpretation of events. Many of these myths will be examined in this book. In the eyes of many Americans, Lincoln remains the most important American political figure in history because the war between the states so fundamentally transformed the nature of American government.
Okay,
bud. Okay. You know, just a bunch of whatever. Here, well, put that aside. Another one of those guys that pretty staunchly says, you know, because I'm sorry, a civil war is a very distinct thing, right? Two opposing parties use war to try to wrest control of government, right? And that wasn't what the war between the states was at all. What we call the American Civil War. It says the South was not marching on Washington to take it over, you know, because it wanted to control the North. There was nothing of the kind going on. It was, you know, it was several, pardon me, don't mean to get too frisky on you, but you look great, as always. Oh, no, I'm just going to smush it. And we're going to turn off the lights and the fan and everything else that Matt has to turn on to take care of his interesting lifestyle. But yeah. It was just the North so desperate to keep the South in the Union. And it was like, I don't understand why that was necessary. Sense,
well,
I guess.
It's really wet.
It does.
I'm not going to worry about watering.
Oh my gosh, really? Well, it did. It did get, you know, it rained really good Sunday and probably after hours when we weren't paying attention. I can. Doesn't hit that thingy.
Yeah, because I'm going to get some
pictures in. Yeah.
I might have to move the little thingy. Where
did
you see the other one?
I don't know. Under there, but I don't think so. Well, maybe. No, some possibilities popping up, but
yeah,
nothing
but
real.
This one is kind of yellow.
Yeah, well, that's starting. Right, well, this one either.
So,
well, we'll see.
Because there was one like that around here.
Right.
And this here, it's a little yellow thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's beautiful. Morning.
Uh-huh. Anyway, yeah, I'm not saying Lincoln was a bad, evil, sinister character, but he did a lot of things that probably should not have been done, and opened the door to it. The current way our government operates has a lot of its roots in Lincoln. Interested in reading at least the foreword of this book, which was of course written by Walter Williams, And you go, well, if there's anybody who's going to, you know, practically worship Lincoln, it should be some successful black guy, right? And he's the first one to say, Thomas Jefferson probably would have really hated Lincoln. Who was it? Was it in the time? Stephen Douglas was Lincoln's prime opponent. And, you know, their speeches, you can read their speeches and you go, oh my gosh, Douglas was right. We could have avoided this whole thing, the whole war between the states. If Lincoln wouldn't have gone in, it probably would have not happened. Well, I don't know if it was supposed to play out. He knew that was going to happen. Yeah, people, it's really easy to say that because something is prophesied, it's God's will. It was supposed to happen. And it's going, no. So that's...
I'm not saying it's God's will.
Oh. Well, yeah. Yeah, let's all share this. Thank you. You know, we created earbuds for a reason, I think, so that we didn't have to... Of course, they all decry the fact that we're not, you know... that we no longer have a shared experience, and you go, well, yeah. I might have very much made some people upset when I talked about my liberal leanings. I says, I'm a believer in a pluralistic society. You can do what you want. You don't have to gain the approval of everybody else before you do something. That was the idea around here. Now you don't trouble other people with your problems. Because that's exactly what we're doing. That's Obamacare in a nice tight little package is everybody else is going to pay for whatever happens to you. And you go, it was a big stop to the poor because they weren't going to be paying anything, but yet now all of those terrible restrictions that the poor had on them because they don't get the best health care because it's a public thing, it was all wiped out. We were going to give them the best health care on the face of the earth, and everybody else was going to pay for it. And you're going, yeah. And it was all about those darn rich people. They're getting rich off you. You're going, as far as I'm aware of, I've tried hard not to hurt a soul. And I don't think I'm taking advantage of anybody. It says, but you know what? Other people are sure as heck taking advantage of me. And you go, I'm sorry. I know my job is primarily to shut my mouth and just keep paying it. And that's set. The Democrats are already talking about closing up those exemptions. These Christian health shares will disappear. Because pretty soon they'll make them illegal. And they'll say, no, everybody has to pay in to this system. Everybody has to. And it's kind of a thing where it's like, well, I wish there was a convenient way for me to fall back into poverty. I was doing better in poverty than I am now. Not really, but pretty soon. if they get to take as much money as they would like. I said, yeah, it's gonna get crazy expensive. And yeah, I can't make any choices. I can't decide whether it's going to take half my income or not. It simply will. First, it's all part of some plan that the Democrats have bought into as well, that just says we're going to do it this way, and then people will clamor for single payer, hoping it will be cheaper. The whole point is we have to inflate the price of this thing artificially, if we have to force through what we really want, which is government-run healthcare, which is death panels and crap like that, because it's already happening. COVID-19, it's already being said. Who gets to come in and get on a ventilator? Who gets to get care, or who do we just send home with some pills? And it is, it's like, well, and can they make it look cheaper? Yeah, because government can create money out of thin air. A business can't do that. You know, we can't just say, hey, we just gave ourselves another $1 billion, so we're not going to raise your health care rates. So the government can, since the government's playing a trick. And too many people are willing to go along with it. And me, I just like to check out and just say, you know what? Yeah, but I can't. Nope. I pay my taxes. Yeah. It's either pay for the health care or pay the penalty. And they make sure that the penalty is more expensive than health care would be. You know, they phase it in over a few years. Well, now it's to the point to where it is more expensive to take the pain that it is to just,
yeah, I don't think,
give yourself over to it. I don't know either, and it's going to get her one of these days. I also don't think she actually does her taxes either, and that's going to get her one of these days.
Yeah.
As you're going, somebody's giving you something. I know, I'm pretty sure Michael just pays for crap under the table. And he doesn't treat it like you work for him.
Because yep. Otherwise he would have to pay for it.
He'd have to.
Insurance and.
Yeah. Well, if it worked and if you could get away with it, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But it doesn't. Because it will. It'll say, so what was happening during all this time? What was going on? Yeah, and he might very well get in trouble.
Yeah.
Then he'll just be in the position of saying, well, all you guys will have to either help me pay for the stuff that you didn't have to do. And it is. It's almost like I kind of regret being born an American. Like I've always said, you know, it might, you know, even when people say, well, it would be here, well, then you'd hate being a European. I go, no, because Europe's a funny place. If you give the government more money, they feel obliged to provide more services to you. It kind of works out. In America, it doesn't work that way. They tax you more, and then they actually give you less. All the time. They find ways to stop to stop providing what little services they provided while your taxes go up. And they come up with all their excuses for why that's true. But it's usually just somebody's getting rich off of this and they want to get richer. And that's all. And you go, dang it, I wish I was in Costa Rica or something.
So you're going all the way down in Montana.
Yeah. Plus 7:30. Which is any time soon. Yeah. I gotta go run and go get a battery for the car. Another fun expense. Keep things kind of together, you know? And then I'll probably still need to arrange to charge up that vehicle. I don't even know if I have jumper cables anymore. Do you have some? Where are they? Oh, okay. Good, good, good. Yeah. Oh, that would be great. Just enough power to get this thing to start. Then he's running around a little bit. And yeah, I still need to replace those back tires. And then I need to sit pat and we're gonna have to make some adjustments. Okay, the whole thing about sending my kids off to the Air Force was a nice way to dodge these things happening, but it's over. Nice, it was nice to have somebody else pay for their expenses. Not anymore. And it is, it's kind of a whole thing of saying, well, Sam, you're going to have to do something. Says it's going to have to be pretty sizable. And to be honest, you're not going to get anything close to what the Air Force was providing for you. Not even close. I don't know what we're going to charge you for rent. And it is. It's going to be like a thing of, you know, he said, it comes to finances. He said, I think you better go on a mission. Or at least make a good faith effort to do so. They excuse you, you can move on. And then, my advice to you would be, Mesa Lands is right over here. make it happen, man. Get you something good and start going out and start doing what you're gonna do. I love you, Lee. I wish the world wasn't so plain, but this is the way it now is. I feel like I made a huge mistake trying to shield you from it. basically he lives at home and I have to set up another computer just for him to use. Get out of here, cat. Dang my cat. Father to all these. My little kittens. Meow! Not in this life to be happy. Just serve until you're dead. And then it's to serve some more. And that's my life. Come on. Okay.